Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of two spiritual enemies, pride and humility. We know from the scriptures that it is the heart of God that we develop and nurture a humble spirit in our lives and that we resist pride as if it were the plague. We know from James 4:6 that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And yet pride will creep up in so many ways that we are often unaware or we do not recognize the source as being pride at all. Proverbs 29:23 tells us, "A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor." In 2 Samuel chapter 17, we find an interesting story that's probably overlooked many times as that section of scripture is studied because it happens to be the place where David's son Absalom was trying to take over the kingdom. And when Absalom marched into Jerusalem and David was on the run in the countryside, Absalom was trying to determine what his next move would be. He had two counselors nearby who had actually been counselors for King David, Hushai the Archite and a man by the name of Ahithophel. Both of these two men gave differing counsel to the would-be king Absalom. And when Absalom and his men decided that the counsel of Hushai was better than the counsel of Ahithophel, and they proceeded to take Hushai's advice and move militarily in the direction he had counseled them, Ahithophel's pride was hit quite hard. The scripture tells us in 2 Samuel 17, verse 23, this amazing reaction to his counsel not being taken. It says in verse 23, "Now when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and arose and went to his home, to his city, set his house in order, and hanged himself. Thus he died and was buried in the grave of his father." A man's pride will bring him low. Pride will cause people to do all kinds of things and drive them into further sin. Pride itself is a sin in the Word of God and in the eyes of God, and yet pride will drive people to further sin. A man's pride will bring him low. It brought this man to a place where his pride was affected because his counsel wasn't taken, and then he was so devastated by it that he fell into despair to the point of suicide. A man's pride will bring him low. One way that pride will cause you to fall into a very low point in your life is when you allow pride to cause you to cover up other sin in your life rather than expose it, confess it, humble yourself, and ask for help. One example that stands out in my mind from some years ago, I will never forget. We lived in Northern California in a very nice community, and one day the newspaper headlines were gruesome. A young woman in her 30s had been brutally murdered by being run over multiple times and left to die in the street of a very sleepy little community not too many blocks from where we lived at the time. The woman who had died wasn't an accidental victim of a hit-and-run driver who just didn't see her in the dark. It was obvious that she had been run over multiple times to make sure that she was dead. The husband had been reported to be out of town, but when the whole story came out, the facts were quite sad. This Christian couple and the man himself had worked for a Christian organization, had fallen into the sin of gambling. He had become addicted to gambling, and the wife had discovered it because he had run up their credit cards with gambling debt. He did not want to admit to his problem. He did not want anyone else to know about his problem. And his wife, though she had begged him to seek help and to confess this to his employer, who was a Christian organization, and to ask them for help, the man refused. When she threatened to go to his employer herself, desiring to see her husband get help and get set free from this wicked addiction of gambling, the man, whose pride was keeping him in this bondage because he couldn't admit he needed help, had to figure a way out. He decided to kill his wife to continue to hide this sin rather than expose it. A man's pride will bring him low. Pride will cause you to cover up sin in your life rather than humble yourself, expose the sin, and ask for help from God and other people. Many people perhaps would counter this by saying it's not pride. Well, I'm not proud of this sin. It's just embarrassment. I'm embarrassed about it. But understand this, pride is the root of embarrassment. You are too embarrassed to admit a weakness in your life. It's actually you're too proud to admit a weakness in your life. Embarrassment sounds like and looks like it's humble, but it's truly, it's a false humility because it requires humility to admit weakness and sin in your life. God wants you to be set free from every sin that might plague you, and yet the first step to freedom is always a step of humility. To come to Jesus or to come to the cross requires a step of humility to humble oneself and admit sinfulness and admit the need for a Savior. So it is for Christians who are in the grip of sin, a besetting sin of some kind, whether it's pornography or gambling or some addiction to drugs, alcohol, or even prescription medication. The only way to freedom is through humility. Humility will enable you, it will encourage you, it will help you to ask for help, to admit your wrong, admit your weakness, admit your sin to someone else. And obviously, a person needs to humble themselves to their spouse and humble themselves to perhaps their pastor, someone who can give them help, but it requires humility to gain freedom from sin. Pride will forge a chain link around you that will keep your sin in place and add sin to sin. God wants you to live a life of humility, because a person who will humble themselves, admit their sin, ask for forgiveness and help is the person who becomes set free and then is able to help others. The person whose pride prevents them from admitting they need help maintains their sin and their bondage, and then the chain of pride tightens around them and their bondage becomes only greater. A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. Many people recall the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and its dramatic destruction by God, and often think that sexual perversion that was very well known in those places was the reason for God's wrath. And yet Ezekiel 16:49 gives us some amazing insight about Sodom and what was really at the root and what caused its eventual destruction. It says this in Ezekiel 16:49, "Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw fit." This scripture tells us that pride was the root problem with Sodom, and that pride resulted in them committing further abominations. It says, and they were haughty and committed abomination. Pride will cause a person or persons or even a community or a nation to dismiss God's laws as not important or not true and exalt his or her own opinion. God will say, this is a sin, and a man's pride will say, oh, that's not so bad, or that's not such a big deal, or that's not really a sin. Pride will cause a person to exalt his own opinion about moral issues over God's opinion. Look, this was the iniquity of Sodom. She and her daughter, Gomorrah, had pride. Then it goes on in verse 50 to say, and they were haughty and committed abomination. When a person can dismiss God's word as being true about moral things, moral issues, and exalt their own opinion, pride has them in its clutches. And that pride will cause that person to fall into deeper sin. And as the scriptures say, that person or that nation will be brought low. Sodom was brought low because of pride, and every person who exalts his own opinion over God's word is brought low as well. That's all the time I have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to pursue a life of humility. Ask the Lord to expose any pride in your life. Confess it to him as sin. Ask for his cleansing. He'll give it to you graciously, and then you'll be able to receive his grace to walk in life with a humble heart. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.